God is the ultimate and rightful authority over all people and every spiritual and earthly authority. To bend the knee in humble acknowledgement of His magnificent power and authority is the only right response. He is worthy, on the basis of this alone, of a yielded life. The all-glorious God has revealed His fathomless love and profound humility. He created you, and then, when you strayed from Him along with everyone else, He purchased you with Jesus' atoning death. So you are twice His. He created you, and He purchased you from Satan's dominion. God has twice merited His place of authority in your life. Now Jesus, who has all power and authority established from all eternity, could exert His will over you, forcing you to do whatever He wants. Instead, He laid down His life for you in self-sacrificing love. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." What does this verse say should be your response to Jesus laying down His life for you? Laying down your life in self-sacrificing love for Jesus' sake involves serving and submitting to one another. This relational posture goes cross-grained to the tendency to serve ourselves and to balk at submission. Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Galatians 5:13, do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. Submission means going under people in order to lift them up. You yield and cooperate in any way you can to help them succeed in their endeavor, adding your strength to theirs. Similarly, serving means you humble yourself to use your strengths, influence, and power to benefit and empower others. Again, adding your strength to theirs. Whether you are leading or participating, you serve and submit to one another expressly because Jesus, the all-powerful God Himself, modeled a life of submission and serving. He lowered Himself to become a servant, submitting Himself to the cross in order to lift us up into relationship and partnership with Him in His mission. In so doing, He revealed His kingdom's way of using power, influence, and authority. Philippians 2:5 says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Lay down your life in submission and service, using your strengths to lift others up.